sometimes additional steps may be needed. If the resoluteness of the client's intent to harm themselves seems ambiguous, you're not sure if they are intending to harm themselves or not, then you would take additional steps to obtain a clear understanding of the client's situation. We talked about examples of this when we discussed frequently asked questions. You might recall the example of a client who is saying verbally that they are not intending to harm themselves, but something about their manner or their nonverbal communication or affect is implying that they might not be telling you everything, that the nonverbal communication doesn't match what they're saying. So in those examples, we would speak with family members and significant others to obtain more information to really kind of flesh it out with the appropriate consent as indicated by the level of intensity. And then in addition to the above, we definitely want to consult with clinical supervisor, the treatment team, and other licensed staff, again, to get the whole picture and also to really come together to think about what the best plan of action is for this particular situation. And now we're going to take another brief pause to check our knowledge.